number one, we have to get the economy going again. And we're proud that we have a job creation plan that we announced on day one of our campaign. And it evolves around manufacturing, which is so critical to the new 17th Congressional District. In this district, we have, out of the Quad Cities, we have the world headquarters of John Deere. In Peoria, we have the world headquarters of Caterpillar. And in Rockford, we have major aerospace manufacturing and a Chrysler plant right outside of the district. So already in place is a tremendous foundation of manufacturing that's been here for generations. So what we need to do then is make sure we build upon that. And we propose doing so by, for example, partnering with community colleges. There is, believe it or not, even in an economy where in some parts of our district we still have double-digit unemployment, we still have jobs that aren't being filled because there's a skills gap. And so we want to work with community colleges, make sure that they have programs in place that can help train workers to fill the jobs that are going unfilled right now. We've already got infrastructure to move our goods in a decent way around our district and around the country. And, I'd hold up the Midwestern work ethic against any other region of the country or any other country in the world. So I think we have all the elements in place, for at least for the foundation. Now, what's lacking is a tax policy that encourages jobs to stay here. I support what's called the Bring American Jobs Home Act. And what that is it removes any tax incentive for companies to ship jobs to places like China or Mexico or other countries overseas, and actually offers tax incentive to bring those jobs home. Now, that's an important part of keeping our economy strong and preventing further erosion of jobs heading to China. And if I may give an example on this, right down the road in Freeport, we've got a case that actually is ending up being pretty high profile. It's getting national attention now because the Sensata plant is in the process of shipping 170 jobs overseas. And Sensata happens to be owned by Bain Capital, which the founder of which is Mitt Romney. So I've visited that area at Freeport and the workers at Sensata many times now. And those are the kind of examples that we don't want to see more of. We want to do everything we can to prevent that from happening and having more Sensata-type jobs heading over to China throughout our district.
Labor management relations, what is your position on right-to-work laws?
Well, I have my family background is rooted in organized labor. I'm proud to say that I have the support of organized labor from the UAW, AFL-CIO, the teachers, firefighters, police officers. I'm a strong believer in the fact that organized labor has helped raise many Americans to middle-class status. And in fact, in my own family, my father-in-law was actually born in a boxcar along the Mississippi River. And so that he came from it's hard to even say they're humble beginnings, even beyond that. And he had an eighth grade education, but because of the help of the UAW, because he was employed by the UAW for his entire career, he was able to raise his four children and gain a middle-class status. And, I want to see more of that happening. I don't want to see organized labor eroded. And, there's a direct correlation when the middle class numbers shrink. It is a direct correlation with organized labor shrinking. And I think we need to do what we can to have organized labor remain strong.
You know, in that vein, what should the relationship be between governments and their employee unions, in your opinion?
Well, again, that's my husband is a police officer. He's so he is a public servant, and he's worked for the sheriff's department and also leads the bomb squad. He's working hard every day, and the fact that he's a public servant and looking out for the safety of the people in our community, I'm proud of that. And we shouldn't be. I think this attitude that public servants in the sense that people who collect our garbage or patch our streets or protect our homes, any kind of vilifying that is going on. I can't get behind something like that. They're a very important part of our of who we are as communities, and I'm very supportive of public employees.
On the issue of domestic energy now, what course should the United States take on domestic energy?
Well, I'm in favor of continuing the wind tax credit and that the president supports. Obviously, that is not something that Mitt Romney supports. He's talking about making sure that that goes away. My opponent has no kind of green energy policy that he's supportive of. You know, we have some good examples, right, in our congressional district. We have a solar farm in the northwestern part of the district. We have wind energy farms in scattered throughout the district. We have manufacturing facilities that are actually working on wind turbines. And, we need to get away from our reliance on foreign oil, and I think to have a sustainable energy policy is part of that. And, we need to make sure those tax credits are already in place, remain in place, and that we build upon our green energy movement that we have going.
All right. I want to talk now about foreign policy. What foreign policy issues do you see as paramount for the United States?
We have some very serious issues going on in the Middle East. And, we have to make sure that, the safety, security, are paramount. We have in our district, we have the Rock Island Arsenal, which is the number one employer in the entire 17th Congressional District. And, we need to make sure that that remains strong. That is there to help, arm our troops and keep our troops safe all over the world. And it's also very important to our economy. But as it pertains to the Middle East, I am, I think above all else, my guiding principles would be these. We need to look at sanctions and diplomacy always as our first options. We've gotten out of one war in Iraq. We're getting out of another one in Afghanistan. Our troops have done absolutely everything that we've asked of them. And I think to look at any kind of conflict where we would send in troops, we have to make sure that we've exhausted diplomacy and sanctions before we do anything else.
How do you feel the federal government should deal with abortion rights?
I think that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. And, I'm a Catholic mother and a grandmother and certainly value life like most people. And I also believe that a decision such as that should be made among a woman and her family, her faith, and her doctor. And I don't think it's a place where a government needs to be making those kind of decisions.
What role should the federal government have regarding marriage?
I also don't think that government should dictate a church's definition of marriage, but I also think that the government should honor the rights and responsibilities that go with civil unions.
I want to ask you what you feel sets you apart as the best choice for this district.
I think the voters on November 6th have a clear choice, a very clear choice. Washington's priorities are completely upside down, and my opponent, Congressman Schilling, is a part of the problem. This gets down to priorities, and we have a very different set of priorities. I have said from the start of this campaign, and we've been working hard and meeting as many people as we possibly can throughout this 14-county district, and here's what we've been talking about. We need to make sure that we have a jobs plan, that we get people back to work and address this unemployment problem. And I'm proud to say we have a jobs plan. We also need to make sure that Social Security and Medicare are there not just for the generations now that are taking part in those programs, but for future generations as well. I am not in favor of ending the Medicare guaranteed benefit that my opponent supports. He's for voucherizing the program and for ending that benefit. He has supported plans that could end up privatizing Social Security. I don't think that we want to let Wall Street gamble with our retirees' money. And then lastly, I want to do something about the gridlock. My opponent has been in office for 2 years. He votes 92% of the time with his party. He has held up his hand and put a stop to programs that can move our country forward. And he is part of the most dysfunctional Congress in American history. I want to do my part and get past that gridlock and get the country moving again. I've said that should I be elected on November 6th and before I'd be sworn in on January 3rd, I'll reach out to every new freshman member of Congress. And it doesn't matter to me if they're Democrat or Republican. I will call each and every one of them, and we will set up a retreat where we can all get together before we're ever starting, before we start governing, and get to know each other at least a little bit on a personal level and find out what our hopes are for the people of our district and what we hope to accomplish for our communities. And I'm a firm believer that if you get to know somebody on a personal level, it's a lot easier to work with them on a professional level. And I want to make every attempt to bring back civility to Congress.